Okay, so everybody's settled. Well, over the summer we had lots of fun together as a family. We did some very adventurous things, and we did kayaking and things like that on our holidays, and we did some very just nice things like playing games together, and some things we just did were a little bit silly, just for a bit of fun and nothing more. And one of the things we did together as a family is we decided to see what our family would look like if we were the Mr. Men. Now, I wonder if you can tell out of all of those people which person in the family put this together. It might be Mr. Cool. He might have put it together. And so he was fairly nice to the children. And then he sold me up the river, didn't he? He sold me up the river, a little mislaid. And as you can see from this morning, that suits me quite well. I was early last week and people were genuinely shocked. But in general, little mislaid suits me so very well. Well, I wondered if we were to ask someone to write a book about us and we were a little miss or a mister, what would the title of your book be? What might the title of your book be? You see, in general, I'm mostly happy, but some weeks I might be little miss grumpy. In general, I'm nice, but some weeks I might be little miss rude. And I was wondering, there might be a little miss tantrum that lives in your house sometimes. Or there might be a Mr. Grumpy that lives in your house sometimes. Or there might be a Mr. something else. Maybe some of the adults can relate to that, I think. And maybe that is just how we are. There are sometimes when Mr. Naughty and Little Miss Naughty comes out, isn't there? And so over the next few weeks, I thought we would take a look at some of the Mr. Men, the Little Misses, that we could be sometimes. And we could ask ourselves, what does God say about this kind of behavior? Okay? So behavior is the things that we do. Okay? I want you to remember this, because this is important for later on. Behavior, it's the stuff that we do. Okay? So it's the things that we do, like telling lies or fighting or whatever it might be. But God always has something to say about that. He always has something to say about that. And if you're a Christian, and I know so many of you are, if you're a Christian, I want you to listen very carefully. And if you're not a Christian, I want you to listen carefully too. Because God can help you also. Okay? He can help you also. So let's start with our story. We'll not put our picture up yet. We're going to start with a story, and I'm going to tell you the story, and I want you to guess which Mr. Man or Little Miss character this is, okay? Mr. or Little Miss so-and-so lives in a place called Sleepyland, which is a very sleepy kind of place. Birds in Sleepyland fly so slowly that sometimes they fall out of the sky. The grass takes so long to grow in Sleepyland that you only need to cut it once a year. And in Sleepyland, the trees are so sleepy that they fall over and touch the grass. In Sleepyland, Mr. or Little Miss so-and-so doesn't get up in the morning. Instead, they wait until the afternoon to start their day. This is the Sleepyland clock. A one at the top, a two where number three should be, a three where number six should be, and a four where number nine should be. In Sleepyland, things move so slowly there are only time for 4 hours in a day. So who do you think our character could be? What sort of person do you think would love to live in Sleepyland? Yes, Ethan? Mr. Lazy. Yeah, that's right. Mr. Lazy. Mr. Lazy, that's right. And despite some of Sleepyland sounding pretty good, I have to say some of the parents will appreciate the once a year of cutting the grass. I don't think that is how God wants us to live. In fact, I'm certain that that is not how God wants us to live. He has made us to not be lazy. We are to not be lazy. And he's actually made it so clear in the Bible, and there are so many verses that speak out against laziness. There's the verse about looking at the ant and watching how it works. There's the verse about not being like the sluggard. There's the verse about doing everything with a purpose and all your might. But one of my favorite verses was this one here, which I found in Colossians. And it says, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart. For it is Jesus you are serving. It is Jesus you are serving. Now, hands up, who gets chores to do at home? Who gets chores? Tell me a chore that you get to do at home. Yeah? What kind of chores do you get? Do you empty the bins ever? tidy your bedroom. Yep, that's a favourite in our house. Yep. Do the dishes. Yep. Anybody else? Yeah. What is it? Read. Well, reading's part of your homework, but we'll come to that. Weeding. You do the weeding. That's right. Weeding. Yes. Yes, Naomi. What? Clearing the table. That's right. Yes, Hannah. Empty the recycling bins. I'm walking the dog. Maybe it's feeding the gerbil or the hamster or guinea pigs, whatever you've got. And tidying your rooms, making your beds. Yes. Do you sweep the floor sometimes? You pick up litter. Yeah, Zara. Yeah, I don't want to leave anybody out. Setting the table. So we have lots of chores, lots of things that we can be doing. Okay, so hands up. We see that loads of chores are done. Hands up who loves to do chores. Hands up who goes, yes, I will tidy my room. Yes, I will set the table. I can't wait to walk the dog. Or hands up who goes like this. Okay. Okay. Yeah, there's a lot of hands. Sometimes we can be a little bit slow to do things and a bit reluctant to help out. And that, the Bible says, is laziness because of this verse. It is laziness. Whenever we get things to do from our parents, we can be lazy about it. Whenever our teacher tells us to read a book, we can be lazy about it. Whenever someone asks us to help in church, we can be lazy about it. And that is being lazy. But even more, it is disrespecting Jesus. It's disrespecting Jesus. What has Jesus got to do with it? Well, this verse tells us that Jesus has everything to do with it. Remember I told you that your hands is your behavior. What you do with your hands and what you do with your body, how you act, that's your behavior. But let me tell you something, boys and girls. When I was your age, I used to try and change my behavior all the time. Sometimes I would go to bed at night and I would say, Lord, please help me not to do this. And in the morning, I was just the same. And the reason I was just the same is because I hadn't changed what I believed. I hadn't changed what I believed. I hadn't changed my thoughts on something. And so I want to tell you, this is what we're going to do to change your belief, okay? This verse tells you that everything we do, we should do with all our heart. We need to give it everything we have got. Because as we serve others, our mums and our dads, our sisters and our brothers, our teachers and our school friends, we are actually serving Jesus. We are serving him by not being lazy. We are serving him by obeying our parents. We are serving him by loving others more than we love ourselves. And this is the most important thing. We are serving him by following his example and showing him to others. You see, when Jesus came from heaven to earth, there was nothing lazy in anything that he did. He did everything to the full measure and then some. When he went to the cross to die for you and to die for me, he went to the full measure and then some. When he loves you to the full measure and then some. When he forgives you to the full measure and then some. Jesus is our example, our perfect example. He is Mr. Perfect. And therefore, if you want to change your behavior, then I want you to change your belief. And you understand that everything you do reflects what you think about Jesus, who did everything for you, and then some. So this week, boys and girls, I want you to be praying. I want you to be praying that God would come and he would change you by the power of his Holy Spirit. That he would help you to put out the recycling with joy, with all your heart, and then some. To walk the dog, and then some. To fill the dishwasher, and then some. To tidy your room, and then some. Let's not just do what we're asked to do, but let's do the extra, and then some. And that way, people will be able to see Jesus through us. Okay? Do you think you'll remember that this week? Let's pray together just now. Father God, we thank you that you are a God who is to the full measure in every way and then some. We cannot get our minds around just how great you are. We see Jesus' life in the Bible and it is so far beyond anything that we could ever do. And yet we are humbled, Father, that you want to change us to be more like him. We are humbled that you came to save us, to love us, to teach us, and to help us. And so, Father, we pray that you would do that this week, that you would help us to not be lazy, to not leave something for somebody else to do, but to do everything that we do with all our heart, because we know that in that we are serving your Son, Jesus. And we pray all this in his name, for he makes us able. Amen. Amen.